Okay, so this diary entry is an interesting one because part of it was written in March and then another part of it was written in December. So it's kind of a roller coaster in the beginning. Here we go. All right, so the date is March 26th, 2012, and then also December 16th, 2012. So I was 9 years old and 10 years old. So it starts off with, "Are you kidding me? Okay, my best friend." And then it cuts off, but then right next to that in tiny letters, I wrote, "Sing ting o ping," which is how you say stop in Pig Latin. So I don't know what's going on there. I wish I remembered. Then under that, with an entirely different pen, I wrote, I am so sorry about that. I have no idea what that was about because that happened like a year ago. Anyway, sorry I haven't wrote in such a long time. I lost the key, and eventually, after an hour looking, I forgot about it. I moved on, and then found this diary. The sad thing was, it was locked. This diary is the kind of diary that has a little lock on the side of it, that, as you now know, is broken. So, yeah. So I yanked off the top thing and read it. I haven't wrote in like 9 or 10 months, but here I am, with better spelling. That is true. My spelling did improve significantly in those 9 months. I am still having annoyations. That's not a word. I vaguely recall making up that word, though. It meant difficulties, basically. Like difficulties with another person because that person secretly annoys you. I think that was how I defined it. So, anyway. I am still having annoyations with Anaya and Anissa, but some good news is that John has moved on. Well, he hasn't moved away, but he doesn't sit next to us anymore. John was the older brother of one of my friends, and he scared me because he had anger issues and was constantly throwing stuff at people and getting angry over everything. Oh, here is some new info. I quit acting. I got ballet shoes. I quit acting. Okay, so a little background information there. I took an acting class at a local theater when I was 10, and I absolutely hated it. I didn't stick with it for very long. I quit acting. I got ballet shoes. It is nearly Christmas. Anissa is driving me crazy with being matchers. Okay, I feel like this also needs some explaining. So I had a friend, her name was Anissa, and she always wanted to wear matching clothes. So she'd ask me where I got my shirt or my jacket or whatever, and then the next time I'd see her, she'd be wearing the same shirt or the same jacket or whatever. And she'd call us matchers because we matched. And I remember one time she and I and some other friends were at a park, and I was wearing an outfit that she had also bought so we could match. But she wasn't wearing it at the time. And so she saw that I was wearing that outfit, and so she went home so that she could change. And then came back to the park, you know, like 15 minutes later or whatever, wearing the same outfit. And it drove me out of my mind. So, as I was saying, I just cleaned my room. I performed at a famous theater yesterday. At least 375 people were there. I was part of a dancing in choir type of group when I was younger, so that's what the performance at the theater was. I don't think it was actually a famous theater. I think I'm exaggerating. Our family is hosting a Christmas party on Thursday, Emmy is my new BFF. The new Hobbit movie is so famous. Okay, bye-bye. I love how abruptly these end sometimes. The new Hobbit movie is so famous. Okay, bye-bye. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but I found it worth mentioning, I guess. That's nice. Okay, well, that is the end of this month's diary entry. I hope you're all having a good day, and I will record another one of these next month. And the new Hobbit movie is so famous. Okay, bye-bye.